Hello, it's the 7th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton man was caught by police when he left traces of his blood at the crime scene. Ben Smith, a 23-year-old bartender, cut himself while breaking a window to enter a Headley Rise property last February. The couple that lived there had just left for work. Sam, with a previous altercation with the male resident of the home prior to the burglary, he managed to steal items valued at over £5,000. Police were able to collect a sample of his blood from the broken window and trace the DNA to him. Mr. Smith pleaded guilty to the burglary and was given a 12-month community order, 200 hours of unpaid work, 20 rehabilitation activity requirement days, and he must also pay the couple £300. The 8th of November is the deadline to join the Railways programme as an apprenticeship offered by Govia Thameslink. The rail operator is currently searching for 250 apprentices. There are no age restrictions. The Bumblebee pub on Coniston Road in Flitwick is honouring Macmillan Cancer Support Nurses with custom-made beer mats. Visitors to the Green King pub up to the 8th of October can write messages of gratitude on the mats that will later be added to a 10-foot-tall thank you card. General Manager Kelly Fisher stated, "Alongside fundraising, this year we're creating hundreds of personal messages to show our appreciation for Macmillan." Ben Wishaw, who was born in the central Bedfordshire village of Clifton, would like to stay on as Q within the James Bond series. The award-winning actor would like to extend his 3-film contract to play the character in future films. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.